When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So this is I Keep Forgetting, right? So that's what Regulate was off of. Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. It's the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Hour number two. You're also listening to us on Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond. You're watching us on the Monumental Sports Network, all brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. All right, Mr. Bickle, let's hit the skins, and that is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right? Well, grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Mm-hmm. All right, a couple of interesting developments. First of all, this is kind of wild. The Commanders yesterday had both kickers miss practice for the same reason, Jason. You know what that was?
I do not.
Both kickers just got married. Both kickers expecting their first child yesterday.
Wow.
So that was Greg Joseph and Zane Gonzalez. I believe both expecting sons. So also very interesting, the Commanders opened the practice window for John Allen, and he was a limited participant, I believe.
Yeah, he's going to be back
in practice yesterday.
He's going to definitely, if they make the playoffs, he'll definitely play in the playoffs.
Yeah, so
if not sooner.
Here's Dan Quinn talking about John Allen coming back.
Well, first, I think it's like a remarkable part of the rehab, John, for him to go through it. There's a lengthy protocol in the return to make sure, you know, we don't miss a step along the way. For us, you've heard us say protecting the team, that's the player too. So we did that with Marshawn, and he's really worked hard, you know, to get ready into this space. So we'll just kind of take it practice as we're going, but he'll be back, you know, in with the team today and going through it.
Yes, so they say, according to Hogs Haven, that he was out there. They opened their 21-day window where he has an opportunity to return from injury reserve. He was doing drills with the team. And according to Scott Jennings, who wrote this, didn't look like the pec injury was bothering him. So that's good news. Let me see. Sam Cosby, though, it looks like Biadasz may have passed on his little illness to Sam Cosby since he missed practice.
What was it, just a flu or
just an illness? Yeah, whatever. Zach Ertz is still kind of out, but I think Jeremy Chinn was on the side doing some work, which makes sense because we heard that Ertz maybe had a little bit more of a severe reaction to his hit. He might be a little bit more behind, but that's great news for Jeremy Chinn on a Wednesday to be outside doing limited work on the side. He's progressing towards, I would say, looks like he'll be available on Sunday.
And
that'd be my best guess.
And they need him.
I think so.
Just for depth. But, you know, I was told yesterday that that Ertz and Chinn are probably good to go.
Oh, even Ertz, too. That's good.
That's what I was told yesterday.
Well, so I guess he didn't participate yesterday. He's still listed with concussion, but they also give him rest because Wednesday's typically a rest day for him.
Yeah.
So I guess today will be a big indicator for Ertz.
I think you'll hear more on him today and tomorrow.
Right. Yep.
But Chin looks like he'll be ready.
Let me see. So just when
So hold on, getting back to the kicker situation, Gonzalez still hurt, correct?
I believe so.
Joseph is still the number one.
I think so. Okay. I mean that could change, Jason, but I think that's the current situation. Let me see some other guys like Frankie Louvu, but he took a rest day. Luke McCaffrey was limited. He's got a shoulder that I guess he's nursing. Terry took a rest day. Deron Payne, actually, Terry was limited also. Deron Payne limited. They say he's got a back injury. Dante Fowler Jr., good news. He was a full participant. Mm-hmm. He's got a groin that he's nursing. So the guys are nicked up for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's week 15.
As we get into 16. The winding down of the season here.
Everybody's banged up.
When I look at the Eagles, they had a bunch of guys that did not participate. A bunch of big-name guys. I mean, Saquon, they gave him a rest day. A.J. Brown got a rest day. Devontae Smith got a rest day. So, you know, listen. I want to beat them with their guys. I don't want to beat the Eagles with a bunch of backups. So I hope that they're all there.
You know,
I'm being honest.
You want to beat them either way.
I want to beat them with their full strength.
So they're not going to have backups. Those guys are all.
Those guys,
play.
I think they're all going to play. Yeah. I mean, I think they essentially took rest days.
It's a rest day.
Jalen Hurts has got a finger issue that he's dealing with, but it's on his non-throwing hand.
It's a broken finger. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's been dealing with that for a few weeks.
Real quick, let's go to Mike in Fairfax. It is a Thirsty Thursday, according to Lurch.
Yes. Happy Thirsty Thursday, Mike.
Used to be Open Line Thursday, but now we're calling it.
But no one would call an Open Line Thursday, so we're changing the name.
Yeah, you just call in and you can just drink. Yeah. Mike, what's up, buddy? Mike, I thought I pressed him. Hold on, sorry, my bad. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Good morning, Mike.
I'm good. Hey, Lurch, I owe you a big thank you, man.
What's up?
2 years ago, you changed my life.
Why?
What did he do?
A little promo with therapy. Mm-hmm. Thinking about it, and this is no joke. But tomorrow, everybody should come out. Rom can't be there.
Right. Right.
Are you going to be there?
Are you going to come?
I'm going to be there.
Okay. All right, so hold on. So you're saying when Jason started doing his little promos for the therapy,
BetterHelp,
it spurred you on to go and get some help.
Yeah, I had a big medical diagnosis about 2 years ago.
Oh, man.
That changed my life forever.
Did you knock it out? Are you okay?
I'm okay. Every day is a better day.
Right. Okay. Dude, right. You sound like you're broken up. Are you okay?
I am. Well, you know who I am. I'm not really Mike. I'll tell you that.
Are you the guy that plays cards?
I'm OMG Eric Bickle.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything to me. Do you know who that is? Do you know who it is, Drabby?
No, but I just
I have an idea that on there. No. All right, but you're doing better.
Yeah, Bickle, you're cool. As long as you don't get my real name, you're cool.
Yeah. All right. We'll come out tomorrow. And I don't know what you're dealing with, though.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know what you're dealing with.
This is the kind of bundle of joy we want at the holiday party.
No offense, you're a bit of a buzzkill.
I'm gonna be fun tomorrow.
You promise? I'm gonna be
fun. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got down for a second. No need to get down. Tomorrow's gonna be a great time, guys.
Let me ask you. Come on, we got to end this on a better note. Are things looking up?
Oh, things are looking up every day. Every day is a better day.
All right, good.
Everything's great.
All right, okay, good.
And there's no Rom tomorrow?
Then that's perfect.
Better.
Okay,
yeah, all right, Rom, thank you. He's not going to be there.
All right, sorry. I know exactly who that is.
Have I ever met him?
I'm sure you have.
I think I know who it is, though.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know, he just threw me there.
It sounded like he was going to break down.
I didn't know he was dealing with stuff.
Let's keep him to the side so it doesn't ruin the party.
Keep him away from us, okay?
I don't know who he is.
I'm kidding. He's a good guy. All right, let's go to Greg.
He's the guy that gets the has the aux cord at the party and then puts on all the slow songs.
Greg. The party pooper. Greg, what's up, pal?
Hey, good morning. Pura vida from Costa Rica, amigos.
Wow. Are you just vacationing there, or do you live there?
I live there. I live here.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Do you live like a big silly?
Several different times. What do you... I came down in 2013 and was down here until about 2017, went back, worked on some projects. I am in sales, but have some pretty special IT skills, so I present.
Oh,
so it's nice. I can work from here and enjoy the what they call the Puta Vida, the pure life lifestyle.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you a question.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Do you,
I do a very good job of it.
Do you live like a king there?
I really enjoy your guys' show. I'm a first-time caller, but I've listened to you forever. Anyway.
Greg.
Yeah.
Greg.
Yeah.
Do you live like a king there?
You know, it can be anything you want it to be. I learned the first trip down here in 2001. You know what? You kind of make up the host of the trip. These guys from Atlanta and this big eco lodge back in the rainforest. Said, you know what? You make up the rules as you go along. Just don't be stupid. If you follow those wise words from a guy named Mike Michael, I love his name. Anyway, you'll have no problems down here. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Today's
it's
weirdo
not like
day.
Any place else in Latin.
Weirdo Thursday.
I got some ayahuasca.
Yeah. All right, so Greg, what's up? Right, Why did you call, Greg?
Well, first off, I'm diehard bleed burgundy gold since I was about 5. Grew up in Richmond, but our family moved out to the Midwest. Anyway, I was finding of great interest you guys talking about the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
I just want to give you a quick backstory on this definitively.
Uh-huh.
Tom Johnson, the lead singer, developed some very serious health issues. And after 5 albums, okay, one of the original Steely Dan members that was now a Doobie Brother, Jeff Skunk Baxter, pretty amazing guitarist, composer, blah, 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 recruited Michael McDonald into the Doobie Brothers.
So he was an official
album,
member.
I would highly recommend.
Hold on.
With him that has his stampings all over it.
He can't hear you.
Why can't he hear me?
I don't know, maybe it's just Costa Rica
thing. Because Greg might be a Doobie Brother.
Yeah. It just talks and talks. I want to have an interactive conversation, and it can't.
I don't think he can hear you when you're trying to cut him off.
Why not?
I don't know.
Just listen to the phone. It's a normal conversation.
Just the connection.
You just want him to talk forever?
Just the connection.
Want to have an interaction.
Not a great connection.
Yeah. Hey, Pura Vida.
You're giving him more credit, than I think.
I don't think he can hear you when you say, hey, Mike, or whatever his name is.
Why not?
There was no delay on hold when I was talking.
Yeah, I mean, he's got...
There's
got
to be a reason.
There's an earpiece and a mouthpiece. They're both connected to the same thing.
Saying, it just seems like...
If they're talking and you hear something in the ear part, I think it's just his brain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Matt, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, guys? Love you guys.
Thanks,
hey,
man.
People talk about the Commanders, if they can make the playoffs or not, or keep the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility they can win the division. Who's to say they can't go 11-5 and the Eagles don't have one of their classic collapses? I could see them getting upset by the Cowboys.
Do you know who the Eagles play in Week 18?
That'd be us.
We play the Cowboys at the end.
Week 18, the last game of the year, is the Giants. They ain't losing to the Giants if it comes down to the division. I'm sorry.
Well, anything could happen. They could get beat up. You never know. I just have a different feeling about Jaden, that he can win any game possible. The NFC's pretty average, and if they catch that lightning in the bottle here at the end, you got John Allen coming back.
You're all pumped up.
All right, I like it.
You are pumped up, Matty.
I agree with part of that sentiment. Hey, I agree with part of that sentiment. Yeah.
Is that worth some Hail to the Commanders music?
It could be, but I don't know. Oh, there you go. I don't have the machine in front of me.
All right, thank you, man.
Cakes usually plays
guys.
That. They're not winning the division.
I'm not really worried about it.
Yeah.
I'm not really interested in that. I just want to get to the playoffs.
You just want to get to the playoffs.
Get there, it's fine.
If they're going to get to the playoffs, it's going to be as a wild card.
But I do kind of agree with the sentiment that Jaden gives us a shot every week. He gives us a better shot than just sort of, anything can happen on any given Sunday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I agree.
Yeah.
But you got to play.
We have to play great.
You got to play great football to beat them.
Yeah. It's okay. We've done that before. We've upset people before. Mm-hmm. Definitely capable of winning
the game. Well, this team
hasn't. Well, we're definitely capable of winning on Sunday.
Yeah.
100% capable.
It's a big one.
I don't know if we're going to do it, but we're definitely capable of doing it. I'm going to be all in. It's going to be one of those games where I'll be emotionally invested from the get-go.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're going to give away, we're talking about Yacht Rock. We're going to give away two tickets to go see Toto, Christopher Cross, Men at Work. That's going to be next summer, Wednesday, August 13th, the Jiffy Lube Live.
That's a great show.
Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more info, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller number 10 right now will get two tickets to that show. And also when we come back, we're going to talk to our good friend, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, and we'll talk to him about all the games, but specifically about the Commanders Eagles. Stay with us.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He was a big boozer. I believe that's what killed him.
Who's this?
Jerry Rafferty.
Do I know this one? I'm not sure I do.
Come on, man. This is one of the most popular songs ever. And it's certainly one of the most popular yacht rock songs.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Coming up shortly, we'll talk some fantasy football with our good friend Dave Richard. But, you know, you got Thursday night football tonight, got the Commanders Eagles on Sunday. Big game for the Ravens. The Steelers playing for the division. If the Steelers beat the Ravens, they're going to win the division. How are we doing on Baldy?
I guess we're waiting on Baldy to call us, right? Is that right, Drabby? Or Drabby's going to call him? I'll tell you, there's a lot of keys to this. I think one will be hopefully, you know, we got Jaden at full strength again. And I think we've seen his play increase here the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a caller mention this, and it's very true. Jalen Carter, we've been struggling with him.
He's a stud.
So we got to make sure we have Biadasz back to try to neutralize him as best we can.
I mean,
give him some help.
They got Jordan Davis. They got Carter. They got Nolan Smith. That linebacker, Zach Bond, he's all over the place. N'Kobe Dean. They got, I think, one of the best safeties in the league, rookie, Cooper DeJean. He's not, I think he's just legit. I mean, he can cover, he can tackle, he can play the run.
Mm-hmm.
They just got good players on the defensive side. They got good players on the offensive side, too, but their defense, I think, is their strength.
Yeah, well, I think we added to our defense, too, and it's going to be the first time we played them with Marshawn Lattimore, who obviously I would think would be mostly matched up with A.J. Brown.
Yep.
I think Lattimore
will make some plays this weekend.
I just hope that he just kind of takes him out of the equation. They don't really look his way that often. But, you know, I'm sure they'll try to get him the ball.
Yeah. I mean, every time the Eagles play against a pretty good defense, I'm sure they put their best corner on him. They still throw to him.
Now, what killed us last time is, if you remember, and I can't remember exactly how it played out, but we were hanging in there, and then Barkley just basically murdered us with his last two runs, those last two touchdowns. He finished with 146 yards.
Yep.
And he was having a fine day, you know, whatever, but it went to next level with those last two runs that just kind of put us out of our misery. So if we can stay away from those big plays, I'm telling you, I think we have a shot.
Yeah, I mean, Barkley ran for buck 46. He had a 40-yarder there late, and then but he also caught a couple balls for 52 yards. So he had combined about 190 combined yards and a couple scores. I mean, that's what he does. I mean, you give him the ball enough, he touched the ball, 28 times, 30 times? If you give him the ball 30 times, he's going to hurt you, right?
Well,
he is a little bit banged up because he missed some time this past week. But he's always a threat every time he touches
it. Where are you? I mean, I know you're going to pick the Eagles, but are you going to pick them by a lot?
I don't know, by a lot, maybe by a touchdown.
Where are you leaning, Valdez?
I mean, you looked at the Eagles game last. What was that? 4 weeks ago? 5 weeks ago? I mean, Jaden's rib was really bothering him, and they were still kind of in the game.
Right, don't you think we might have a better shot?
I think the defense is improved, not just with Lattimore, but just in general. It seems like they're getting the scheme right. I think this is a massive game.
It is.
I think I'm going to take the Commanders.
You are.
I think I'm going to take the Commanders at home. They're going to put the end of the win streak, and then hopefully, if they beat the Eagles, everyone starts buying in.
It makes all things possible.
I think this is a huge game for Dan Quinn and the locker room vibe heading into the playoffs.
It'd be a statement game. It would show anything's possible.
I think Dan knows that if they beat the Eagles, that he can kind of rally the troops heading into the playoffs. That they feel like they can make some noise.
Mm-hmm.
They probably won't say it out loud, but they really need a win like this.
It's hard to go into the playoffs and basically haven't beaten a winning team. It's hard to have any expectations.
And to be honest, I think the fans might need it more than the players.
To buy in?
To start buying in.
I think a lot of us are just kind of like, this is all like unexpected. We don't even know how to handle it.
Yeah.
We weren't expecting this run. We weren't expecting Jaden to be this good. We just weren't expecting
it. Yeah, I mean, if you remember that first game, and it was a month and a half ago or so, but Washington had a 7-3 lead at the half. Remember, there were a bunch of punts in the first half. Washington, I think, punted four times, and I think Philly punted maybe three. So there was a bunch of and there was a missed field goal by the Eagles, I think, on their first possession. So it was 7-3 at the half, and then the first possession Washington had in the third quarter, they went down the field, kicked the field goal. They had a 10-3 lead, but then they just couldn't do much offensively. And then, like you mentioned, Saquon had two scores late to make it 28-10.
I'm buying into that Jaden's rib is 100%. It wasn't 100% when they first played. And I think running for Jaden is on the table much more this week than it was when he was facing the Eagles previously. And I think Cliff knows that, and I think Jaden knows that. And so I expect a lot more design runs, a lot more scrambles.
Hmm.
Yeah, and I don't think Philly will be ready for that, because I think it'll be a surprise to them.
Mm.
I think it's gonna be a close game. And that's what has me worried a lot, is if it's a close game and it comes down to the kicker.
Yeah.
Remember,
we don't have elite kicking right now.
Remember in that game, Philly led the time of possession by, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes or so, but they were 9 for 16 on third down. Washington was just 3 of 12 on third down.
Right. So, but again, that was a limited Jaden.
It was limited, 100%.
Yeah, he wasn't at 100%.
No,
for sure.
Total yards were 434 to 264, and you can chalk that up to Jaden being banged up, but they just weren't as good offensively. Barkley killed him in the fourth quarter.
Drab, I know you're going to pick the Eagles. How badly are you going
to
pick
them? Why do you say that to me when you just went to Valdez, who picked the freaking Saints last week? I mean, let's not gloss over that.
Hey, that was close.
You called me in here. The guy picked the freaking Saints with Jake Haener starting at quarterback to beat
Listen,
the Commanders.
We know he's a zigger. He zigs, he zags. He does his own thing. You're pretty consistent.
I picked
consistent.
The Commanders last week. I've picked them 3 out of the last 4 weeks.
You said you couldn't. I know, because you said you couldn't reasonably pick against the Commanders against the Saints.
Yeah, that's good.
Right, so what you, that's logical
right.
thinking.
Right. Yeah, I mean, right, I agree. So what do you
Hey, it's
this?
Not like I was way off.
Well, you almost got
you
lucky.
The Saints. Yeah.
All right, so you're taking the Eagles, I assume?
I will take the Eagles, but that has nothing to do with Jaden Daniels. Until the Commanders prove to me that they can stop an elite running attack or an above-average running attack, I can't count on them to control this game. They're going to lose the time of possession battle, and that's just what I think will happen until they prove me otherwise.
All right. In the last few weeks, I haven't asked you, has Jaden gone up in your eyes at all? Or you still not seeing any throws that impress you?
I need more information.
Still?
Yeah. Need more information.
Need more info.
Does John DePompa send you the videos he sends me? Like of the Orlovskis of the world jocking him and breaking down the Jay Grudens of the world, breaking down the plays and all the reads that Jaden's making and the tight window throws.
I'm not in that group chat with John DePompa.
It's not a group chat. It's just me and him.
No, we don't talk Commanders.
Yeah. He sends me videos and trashes you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. John DePompa gets trashed for an hour straight on every bit season. Everyone is in my DMs mocking him.
Mike Marr, I know. Where's Mike?
Oh Mike.
Yeah, there is he doing it.
He's been, we already know.
You almost
it,
can't
yeah.
even go to him.
You think you know what he's going to say. He picks him
he's
every week.
He's going to pick us big.
What I don't understand is Jason, if the Commanders beat the Eagles, it doesn't change Jason's perception
his
of the team.
Perception is, yeah. He still thinks.
Why? What's my perception
mediocre.
Of this team?
You said yesterday that go into the playoffs, you say, well, I look at the Commanders roster and it's not as good as some of these other rosters in the playoffs.
It's
you said,
not.
I know, but yeah. you just, no matter.
It's not as good as the 12 win teams.
Yeah, but if we beat a 12-win team, maybe your perception of the roster...
Well, it doesn't change my perception that I don't think they're going to go on the road and win one of those games. It'll be a huge win. Mm-hmm. It might change my perception slightly, but I mean, they're still going to be an underdog in whoever they play in the first round. I mean, everyone agrees with that. Right?
It depends on who we play.
Well, you're either.
I mean, if we're a seven seed, we're probably play a one seed, right?
No, you'll play a two seed.
Two seed.
The one seed gets the bye.
Mm, right.
Like, you think Minnesota is just a tier above?
Unbeatable?
Yeah, a tier above the Commanders? Like, just...
I don't know if they're a tier above, but they're one of the... Minnesota's one of the best, I don't know, five teams in the league? Five or six teams in the league? Wouldn't you agree?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're 10 and ain't that far off.
They're not 10 in my eyes, but okay.
ESPN has them 10. Who else did we do yesterday? Pete Briscoe has 10.
I know. They're not 10 in my eyes. I'd put them below some of the teams that are.
I know.
What
I'm trying to say is, what in your eyes would get them into that category where if they go on the road to Minnesota.
He's basically saying nothing because he doesn't like the talent. He's saying nothing.
No, no. It's not that I don't like the talent. They're just not as talented overall, top to bottom, in those other teams.
Yeah, but what if Jaden just carries them? Jaden just MVP?
He needs help. He needs help. He can't just carry a team to, beat Philly and then win a huge game in the playoffs. He needs help.
I think he could win isolated games. He may not be able to.
McLaurin's another guy. Brian Robinson's got to run the ball well. They got to play good defense.
If the team looks awesome these last three games, they beat Philly, they beat Atlanta in prime time and beat Dallas. That wouldn't change your perception of the team, and they look awesome while doing it.
Well, let's see if that happens. If they beat Philly, it will change my perception slightly. I don't. They're still going to be a seven seed, so I don't expect them to win a game on the road in the playoffs. That's just my perception, my opinion.
I think they'll be dogs, but I don't know. I'm starting. I might actually pick us. I've been saying all week that I was going to pick the Eagles. Yeah. I might actually pick us.
It's a big why? Because Valdez is convincing you?
No. No. It's just I don't know. Jaden at 100%. I don't know. Is Saquon gonna have another back to back? He's had a great season, but is he gonna do it?
They
again?
Were 100% last week against a bad team, and they almost lost.
I know,
for
but
a
it's
bad
week to week.
Conversion.
It almost doesn't matter what you did.
They were terrible in the second half offensively.
I know, but it almost doesn't matter. I've seen this too many times. I've seen this play, where a team looks totally different one week to the other.
But you can't,
especially
play,
when you count them out.
But you can't play like that against a team like Philly.
You
got to
play like that. You're gonna get smoked.
Yeah.
If they play like they did last week, they'll get smoked. I agree.
Yeah.
But it's not like 3-point dogs don't win at home ever.
They do.
Right.
I'm not saying it's impossible. Anything can happen.
I actually thought that they would be a bigger favorite, Philly, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm my perception's wrong.
Yeah, I would have thought 7 points.
Yeah. 7 points, which means 10 points on a neutral field.
But they clearly expect a closer game. Look, the first game when they played them in Philly, it was 10-3 third quarter Washington. So it was a close game, and then things got out of hand in the fourth quarter.
Right.
I kind of think that's the way it'll go again. I think it'll be tight for a while, and in the fourth quarter
they're going to pull away.
They're going to pull away because they got better overall options.
Right. What if we score more than 10 though? What if we just what if we get hot? We score a few touchdowns. Well,
then I'll be wrong.
Also, a good point someone just mentioned is that the last Eagles-Commanders game, they were without Brian Robinson, too.
Is that right? I can't even remember. But Sorry. We don't have. Yeah. But did we have Eckler? We don't have Eckler.
No.
That definitely hurts.
No, we had B-Rob. Oh, he scored the opening touchdown.
Oh.
No. I was going to say, yeah, he's 63 yards and a score. No.
All right. Well, that guy's wrong. Sorry.
Also had Eckler, who had 8 catches for 90 yards.
I think not having Eckler's... definitely hurts.
I mean, he was targeted 9
times.
And
if we don't have Ertz...
You know who else was big? Zach Ertz in that game.
If we don't have Ertz, that's going to hurt. But your guy's telling us you think they're going to have Ertz. Yesterday was basically a rest day.
That's what I was told yesterday.
Yeah. All right, if we have Hurts,
that'll be big.
It's a big
no excuse. Middle of the field. Zach Ertz. They don't have their star tight end. No excuse.
I'm not saying making an excuse. He's just a key target for Jaden. It's no excuse. Just gives us a better shot. I'm not looking for excuses. Just gives us a better shot if we have him.
All right. Hopefully, we'll talk to Baldy here shortly. If not, we're still going to talk to Dave Richard at 8 o'clock. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
All right. You know, we definitely try to stay away from politics on this show. It doesn't help anybody. It's way too divisive. But we may have been celebrating a little bit too quickly yesterday with this RFK thing. And because the RFK Stadium bill or whatever that they was part of this like 1,500-page CR continuing resolution that a lot of people thought was going to pass yesterday. Well, it's been tabled for now. I think they're going to do a cleaner bill today that they're going to agree on, or there's going to be some sort of government shutdown. But the bottom line is I don't think that that provision will be a part of it, and they'll have to figure out another way to get it to pass. I think that's my reading of it. I'm certainly no expert. But
we had Bowser, Mayor Bowser, on the show yesterday.
Everybody was almost like celebrating like it was a done deal.
I was going to say, she made it seem like it was a lock that it was going to get passed.
Yes. And I think Rick was assuming it was going to get passed and everything. But certainly right now it's on hold. Mm. And I would probably bet against it being part of anything that they pass here before they break for Christmas.
Okay. So maybe it just
happens next year. So I don't know. Maybe they'll find another way to get it to happen and get their approval or whatever they need.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen today.
Hmm.
So I don't know where that puts it. But I think it certainly puts it a lot more up in the air than people thought.
So they were supposed to vote on it yesterday, and they voted on it, and they...
Well, no, they did not come to a vote because they were losing support. Right.
Okay.
Because, Trump and his people and all these people were like, no, we don't want all this stuff in here.
Okay.
It should be a much... if we're going to extend the spending or whatever for another 30 days or 90 days or whatever, we're not going to include all this stuff. It's way too much stuff.
Gotcha.
And that was part of it.
Yeah,
so I kind of got caught up in it.
I know, because when we had her on the show yesterday, she convinced me it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And maybe it still does.
Maybe they find a way.
But just maybe not as soon as she thought, because I was under the impression it was going to happen later this week.
Yeah.
Today or tomorrow.
Well, and then certainly if it passes, it puts them in the pole position. It puts them in a great spot to close this deal.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to pass. And so far, it hasn't. Maybe they'll have to do it separately. I don't know how they'll do it.
You know what? This story will change next week. I guarantee it.
Well, the thing is, I think everybody breaks for Christmas. They go off for weeks,
Yeah, that's fine, but they could still... Maybe they could still get it done before that.
We'll see. There's a lot of political pressure to not stuff all these extra things in. But, maybe they'll find a way.
I mean, Commanders fans just want it to be done. Just announce that RFK is going to be the spot. And they can, like Bowser said, they can destroy it, start building it up again. I think Commanders fans are just tired of hearing about it and talking about it. Just get it done.
Right, I'm just telling you, it's getting lost. It's getting caught up in the political fighting that's going on right now.
Yeah.
About spending. So that's my interpretation of it. You may have a different reading. I'm certain that people that follow it closer and understand better.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe as of right now, that thing, it's in limbo.
Hey, I'm not a Shake Shack guy. I've been to Five Guys a few times. But apparently there's some people that are really pissed off because Shake Shack and Five Guys have increased their prices. Now, the percentage isn't high. It's like 2%, 3%. But they've raised their prices, and, people are all pissed off. I think they're getting ripped off.
Because
it's too expensive.
How much is it now? Like, do you have sample prices?
I mean,
the prices are outrageous now for what we're used to.
For anything, yeah.
I mean,
I never go to Shake Shack.
I literally go to, basic places and get stuff I used to get for $5. It's now like $11.
Yeah. All right. I think we got a hold of our good friend Brian Baldinger, joined by Odyssey NFL Insider Baldy, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Baldy, what's up, bud?
Good morning, guys. Sorry about that. Yeah. I was making a shake and I was looking at the ocean and I lost all track of time. So I apologize.
It's all good. No worries at all.
So we've been talking about this Commanders-Eagles game for basically all week.
Okay.
The first game was kind of a tale of two halves because, I'm not sure if you remember, but Washington had a 7-3 lead at the half. There was a bunch of punts. Neither team looked great offensively in the first half. And then Barkley goes nuts in the second half, and they explode and kind of pull
away.
Well,
really in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah,
it was like
quarter.
His last two carries.
Yeah, let me. You guys know anything about literature?
Very little.
Not as much as you.
Okay. Well, see, there's a point in the literature. It's called the denouement.
Yeah.
It's at the point of the story where the ending gets revealed, the climax, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, to your point, it was a 12-10 game with 8:46 to go in the fourth quarter, and the Commanders had a 4th-and-2. Remember this play?
Yeah.
And Jaden fumbled, kind of bobbled the snap from Biadasz, and Zach Bond blew him up. And so the Eagles got good field position. They were going in to at least kick a field goal. They were in field goal range that, you know, when I was watching the game, I thought, okay, maybe if they get a field goal, it's 13-12. The Eagles got to come from behind. And then from that moment on, Saquon went nuts. He scored, you know, two touchdowns and, you know, it became a blowout game. But, you know, for 3.5 quarters, it was very, very tight.
It was.
Right. So what does that bode for this game? Because that was one of the first games when Jaden was kind of dealing with his rib injury.
Yep.
And so he clearly wasn't 100%. We've seen him play better here the last few weeks. Now we add a guy like Lattimore, who I don't know if he's necessarily going to help against Barkley a lot. But it certainly makes him more formidable defensively, should limit A.J. Brown a little, even though he didn't kill us in the last game. He's killed us before. I don't know. I'm getting a little more optimistic, even though we laid an egg last week.
But let me feed into the optimism.
Yeah.
Because in that game, Terry McLaurin caught one pass for 10 yards.
Yep.
Right? So, yeah, he's legitimately their home run hitter. It has been. He's their deep passing game. He's got the 11 touchdowns. A career high. When the ball does go down the field, it tends to go to him, at least targeted to him. And so this Quinyon Mitchell, the rookie right corner from the Eagles, I mean, he's been outstanding. Now, he really doesn't get tested a lot, though. Like, he doesn't have any interceptions. He doesn't get targeted much, but he's been very good when he does. But, I mean, that's a matchup. I mean, McLaurin has killed the Eagles in the past in many games. Like, he has torched them. And so last year they scored 31 points in each game against the Eagles. Now, the Eagles' defense was bad. The Commanders' defense was bad a year ago. And, you know, the Eagles' defense has improved dramatically. So you got to block up the front. Jalen Carter is an outstanding player. Milton Williams has really come on. They've got some guys that are, this Nolan Smith, the second-year player from Georgia, is really, really come on. It's going to be a handful for Andrew Wiley. So, I mean, if they can block him up and take some shots to McLaurin, I can see this thing, you know, becoming pretty close.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. All right, so Saturday, doubleheader, Texans, Chiefs. Mahomes, probably, you know, not going to go, I'm sure, for Kansas City. But both of those teams have already clinched. They're in. Chiefs still trying to hold on to that number one overall seed. Steelers, Ravens, though, the 4:30 game. Steelers already beat the Ravens. This is for the division for the Steelers. They got some injuries they're dealing with Pickens and TJ Watt. Your thoughts on this one in Baltimore?
Well, I was there for that first game a couple weeks ago in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, you know, they have to take the ball away. Their offense is very limited, especially without Pickens. They were awful last week. And I thought they'd be awful against the Eagles. But it was never really a competitive game. Just because Pittsburgh's offense is, you know, I mean, they try to run the ball as much as they can. And they're not very good at it. They have some moments of success. And then Russell Wilson without Pickens, it was just a check down game. The Eagles just tackled a check down. I like the Ravens in this game. I think their offense has a lot more explosion to it. It's got Lamar. They take their shots down the field. Bateman was huge last week. I just think with the Steelers without Pickens, their offense doesn't have a whole lot of juice to it. And I think they can overcome the loss of TJ a little bit if he can't go. Herbig has been really good. Highsmith is good. Preston Smith is fine. I think as long as they're taking the ball away like they did against Lamar and the Ravens a couple weeks ago, I think they can have a chance to win it. But you know, Ravens know they got to protect the ball against his team.
Where do you stand on the MVP debate? Because I'm actually kind of shocked that so many people are leaning Josh Allen. Not that he's not amazing, but I thought, like, Lamar's year has been, like, incredible. Why wouldn't he be the leader in the clubhouse at this point?
I don't know. I mean, one team is, you know, 12-2. The other team is 8-5. There's a reason why they are 9-5, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why they are. I mean, Lamar, in some of those losses, wasn't great. He wasn't great against the Steelers in the last game. They have owned Lamar throughout the history. He's really struggled against the defense. But I can't think of an argument against Josh Allen right now. In some of these biggest games, put up 90 points in the last 2 weeks. He's scored 10 touchdowns. He's run for 5 and thrown for 5. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nobody that's putting up those kind of numbers right now. Joe Burrow, but he's playing on a bad team. We'll see. Maybe if they went out and get to 9-8, maybe, you know, he can certainly beat. He's got 36 touchdown passes, limited interceptions. He's been outstanding. You know, he scored 40, like almost 40 against the Ravens twice and lost. That's kind of hard to do sometimes in this league.
Your thoughts on Cousins finally being replaced for Michael Penix?
Well, I mean, people kept telling me that he was in a slump. And I'm like, that's not a slump. This is a declining player. They threw one touchdown pass in the last month to Drake London when he was wide open last week. All of us could have thrown that pass. I thought the only chance the Falcons had of winning that division was if they made the change to Michael Penix Jr. I'm friends with guys on that team. They keep sending me clips of him in practice carving up the defense. Like, his arm and athletic ability is what that team needs. They're running the ball great. Bijan had an unbelievable game last week, you know, but against the Raiders. And he's having a great season. Like, they've got a good running game. They need a quarterback to balance it up. And I thought, like, it's not a knock on Kirk Cousins. It's never anything personal with me. But he has not been good at all. And so he can't move anymore. I mean, at least he could get out of harm's way a little bit in the past and make a play. The Ravens sacked him 4 times. And he had no ability to escape that rush.
All right, so before we let you go, we're getting back to the Eagles and Commanders. If the Commanders lose and Atlanta beats the Giants, which I expect, I mean, they're kind of a mystery because we don't know how Penix is going to play, but I still think they win. That means next week when they play each other, it's basically a play-in game for the playoffs. Your thoughts on that possible matchup and scenario?
Well, I mean, I think that the Commanders match up really well with Atlanta. They're pretty similar. Like you said, the wild card is what's Penix going to do? Because nobody's going to have any tape on him. Nobody's going to know really how to defend him. They're going to have one game to go on. I feel like the Commanders have, from the beginning of the season, has been a better team. I think Jake's been more consistent than anything seen in Atlanta from Cousins. And look, the injury against Carolina definitely set them back a little bit, set the team back. They went on that little bit of a losing streak. But defensively, they played better than I thought they would all year long. Credit Dan Quinn with some of the guys he brought in and what they're doing defensively. But I think watching Marshawn Lattimore last week, he really didn't get tested much. First time he's been on the field in, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks or something. He should be better. Like, he likes a good challenge. I want to see him. Like, I think that'd be a great matchup if he's all the way back against him and Drake London would be good. Him and A.J. Brown would be good this week. He lives for those one-on-one matchups.
Yeah. All right, Baldy, appreciate the time, man. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Enjoy the games, guys. You got it, man.
Yes, thank you, buddy.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. When we come back, fantasy football talk. Playoffs are in full effect. Semifinals. Maybe the first round, depending on what your league's rules are. Dave Richards is going to join us. Give us a call if you have questions. 800-636-1067.